In girls high school softball last night, Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Harlan defeating Atlantic by a final of 10-1. Glenwood swept a pair from Shenandoah 11-3 and 3-2. Red Oak beat Clarinda 12-2. Kemper Catholic over St. Albert 6-0, and Lewis Central defeats Denison 11-1. From the corner conference, it was Lennox over Stanton 8-7. In the Western Iowa Conference, Underwood beat Griswold 7-1. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Wayne over Nottoway Valley 6-0 in girls softball last night. In boys baseball play last night from the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan over Atlantic 10-2. Glenwood split a pair with Shenandoah, Glenwood winning 10-6 in the opener. Shenandoah Mustangs winning 16-8 in the second game last night. Clarinda beat Red Oak 2-0. It was Kemper Catholic over St. Albert 10-9. Lewis Central shut down Denison 10-0, and Creston blanking Martinsdale St. Mary's by a 3-0 final in boys baseball. Also in boys baseball last night in the Western Iowa Conference Tournament, it was Trainer over Underwood 13-3. Audubon beat Griswold 7-5. Missouri Valley over IKM Manning 2-1 in 9 innings. AHSTW beat Riverside 13-4. The Vikings also beat Tri-Center 9-4. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Arweva over Coon Rapids Bayard 6-5. Glidden-Ralston beat Bowyer Valley 6-3. In the corner conference, Stanton over Clarinda Academy 16-0. Pride of Iowa Conference saw Southeast Warren beat Nottoway Valley 6-2, and Lennox over Lamoni by a final of 10-0 last night in boys baseball. Well, the weekly Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association rankings out yesterday afternoon showed Johnston number one in the big school class in Class 4A. Cedar Rapids Prairie, Iowa City West, Southeast Polk, and Cedar Rapids Jefferson are the top five. Lewis Central is in the list at number seven in this week's top 10 poll. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is the number one ranked team this week. Pella is second. Harlan is at number two in this week's poll. Esterville, Lincoln Central, and Saydell round out the top five. In Class 2A, Wilton is the number one ranked team, followed by Clear Lake, New Hampton. Trainer is rated fourth, with Roland Story at number five in this week's poll. Van Meter is ranked sixth in the poll this week. Also in Class 1A, Mason City Newman Catholic is ranked number one, with Don Bosco number two. West Sioux is ranked third. Lawton Bronson is fourth, and Al Burnett is number five in the poll. Coon Rapids Bayard is at number seven in this week's poll. Martinsdale St. Mary's is ranked ninth. Also among those getting votes but not quite cracking the top 10, Cam. The Cougars are one of those who received a number of votes but didn't quite get in this week's polling. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Danny Duffy matched a career best with 8 sharp innings as the Royals kept swinging hot bats, and Kansas City routed the St. Louis Cardinals 6-2 last night, opening up a 4-game, 2-city series. Kendry Morales went 4-for-4 and drove in 2 runs. Eric Hosmer also had a pair of RBIs as the Royals roughed up Adam Wainwright to snap a 4-game losing streak to their cross-state rival. Duffy served up a 2-run homer to Matt Holliday in the first before settling into a nice rhythm, keeping the Cardinals off balance with pinpoint control. The lefty struck out 8 and didn't walk a batter while breezing through a lineup that scored 11 runs the previous day against Seattle. Also in interleague play yesterday, it was Cleveland over Atlanta 8-3, Colorado down Toronto 9-5, Oakland beat San Francisco 8-3. In the American League, Texas over the New York Yankees 9-6, Tampa Bay beat Boston 13-7, Houston over the LA Angels 4-2. In the National League, the LA Dodgers beat Pittsburgh 5-4, Washington over the New York Mets 11-4, Chicago Cubs beat Cincinnati 11-8, Philadelphia downed Arizona 8-0. Well, the Nationals plan to recall their top prospect, Lucas Giolito, to make his Major League debut tonight against the New York Mets. The number 16 pick in the 2012 amateur draft is 5-3 with a 3.17 ERA and 72 strikeouts in 71 innings at AA Harrisburg this season. Giolito underwent Tommy John surgery just weeks after he was drafted. J.C. Cloney pitched a 4-hitter, and Ryan Aguiar drove in a pair of runs to lead Arizona to a 3-0 victory over Coastal Carolina in Game 1 of the College World Series Finals last night in Omaha. The Wildcats can wrap up their second national championship in the last 5 years with a win tonight. Cloney extended his scoreless inning streak at the College World Series to 16. The junior left-hander pitched 7 innings in the Wildcats' 3-0 win over UC Santa Barbara last Wednesday. Cloney allowed 4 singles, walked 3, and struck out 6 in the second complete game of his career as he improves to 8-4 on the season. Again, game 2 of that best 2 out of 3 finals tonight at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. Well, Katie Ledecky earned her spot for the Rio Olympics, winning the 400-meter freestyle at the U.S. swimming trials in Omaha Monday night. The only thing that didn't go her way was another world record. Ledecky set a blistering pace over the first half of the race, putting her more than 2 seconds ahead of the pace from her record-setting performance at the 2014 Pan Pacific Championships in Australia. But Ledecky tired a bit over the final 200, another world mark slipping away when she touched in 3 minutes, 58.98 seconds. Leah Smith pushed the 19-year-old winner all the way, also claiming an Olympic berth by finishing at just over 4 minutes. The crowd of more than 14,000 groaned a bit when they saw Ledecky's time, but it was still the third fastest in history. Dana Vollmer is heading back to the Olympics, this time as a mother. Less than 16 months after giving birth to her first child, Vollmer finished second behind Kelsey Worrell on the 100-meter butterfly at the U.S. swimming trials Monday night, giving her a chance to defend her Olympic title in Rio. Vollmer led at the turn, but the late-blooming Worrell rallied on the return lap to post the second fastest time in the world this year at 56.48 seconds. Vollmer touched next in 57.21, giving her the second spot on the Olympic team. The 28-year-old Vollmer, a four-time gold medalist, was cheered on by her husband and their son, Arlen. Well, Kevin Durant and Carmelo Anthony are among the 12 players who have been selected to represent the U.S. men's basketball team at the Rio Olympics. Durant and Anthony are the only players selected by USA Basketball with previous Olympic experience, after a number of stars decided to skip the upcoming summer games. The U.S. roster includes Warriors starters Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Harrison Barnes, along with Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan of the Raptors. Cleveland's Kyrie Irving, Indiana's Paul George, and Chicago's Jimmy Butler also made the team, as did Sacramento's DeMarcus Cousins and DeAndre Jordan of the Clippers. Rio de Janeiro's acting governor didn't exactly promote local tourism when he described his concerns about the upcoming Olympics. Francisco Dornelis has warned that in an interview with O Globo newspaper that the Summer Games could be a big failure, saying security and mobility are big worries ahead of the Games in August. He says the state is still waiting on an $860 million payout from the federal government aimed at shoring up state coffers ahead of the event. The metro line that was meant to ferry tourists to the main Olympic venue in western Rio is still not ready, and Dornelis has warned that there's only enough gas money to continue police patrols through the end of this week. A top seed and two-time defending Wimbledon champion Novak Djokovic was among the first-round winners at the All England Club on Monday as Wimbledon got started. Djokovic dropped just 10 games in a straight sets victory over Britain's James Ward. The Serbian won the first 9 games as he began a bid for his fifth consecutive Grand Slam title. Third seed Roger Federer, fifth seed Kei Nishikori, and number 6 Milos Raonic also advanced in straight sets. Federer had the toughest time of the three, winning a pair of tiebreaks in defeating his opponent. Number 17, Gael Monfils, was the lone men's seed to fall. Americans Jack Sock and Sam Querrey moved into round two. Reigning French Open women's champion Garbine Muguruza reached the second round, as did fourth-seeded Angelique Kerber, fifth-seeded Simona Halep, number 8, Venus Williams, and number 9, Madison Keys. Today's center court schedule begins with top-ranked and defending champ Serena Williams before second-seed Andy Murray plays his opening round match. Other featured players in action include men's fourth seed Stan Wawrinka and women's number 4 seed Agnieszka Radwanska in action today. And Pat Summitt, the winningest coach in Division I college basketball history, who helped to boost the women's game to the big time in a 38-year career at Tennessee, has died at the age of 64. With an icy glare on the sidelines, Summitt led the Lady Vols to 8 national championships and prominence on a campus steeped in the traditions of the football-rich South until she retired in 2012. Her son Tyler Summitt issued a statement this morning saying that his mother died peacefully at Cheryl Hill Senior Living in Knoxville, surrounded by those who loved her most. Tyler's statement said, "Since 2011, my mother has battled her toughest opponent, early onset dementia, Alzheimer's type, and we can all find peace in knowing that she no longer carries the heavy burden of this disease." That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you this morning by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.